everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome you all to Drive-Thru HR, the number one internet daily radio show for the HR professionals, where we talk with the industry experts. And today we have a wonderful guest, CEO of SparkHire, Josh Tolan. Hey, Josh, welcome to the show.
Hey, Nisha. Thanks for having me.
Well, we are glad to have you here with us today. I mean, excited to have you here with us today. First time on the show. So if you can kick off and talk to our audience a little bit about who you are and what you do, that would really be great.
Sure. So I am the CEO of SparkHire, and we are a video interviewing platform. We offer both one-way and live video interviews, and we're used by 2,000 companies across the globe.
Great. That's interesting. Well, Doug, first time when I heard about video interviewing, I was really following all the people, all the entrepreneurs that has come up with this disrupt idea of video interviewing. And then I heard you have actually developed this idea when you were in your college days, and especially when you were in your senior year while on a drive back home, and you got this idea and then kicked it off successfully. So tell us a little bit about, you know, how was that journey? How did you get this idea, and how did you actually made it a successful entrepreneurship?
Well, yeah, it's been quite the journey. 4 years ago, I was going it's been crazy. So 4 years ago, I was going into my senior year of college. I went to school in San Diego at UCSD. And I, at the time, was working basically as a head of marketing, online marketing and SEO at a lead generation firm that also had a call center. So in the marketing department, I was not only in charge of hiring, but I also saw the hiring process that went on in the call center and just saw a lot of dead weight that was, you know, associated with phone screens and the in-person interview process and just, you know, the entire process in general. I felt there was a lot of dead weight, a lot of inefficiencies, and you truly didn't get to know the candidate on a personal level early on, and so there was a lot of time wasted on the wrong candidates where that time should have been spent on the best ones. And so when I was, you know, just driving back to school, just the normal every year drive from Chicago to San Diego, I was thinking about what I wanted to do after I graduated and, you know, just came up with this idea about SparkHire and integrating video into the process. And, you know, things just started clicking. And when I got to school, I wrote up the business plan, pitched it to my initial investors, and 4 years later, here we are.
Great. So before we get to what's keeping you up at night, we would like to hear a little bit more about how was your journey. So there we go. We know our industry, but still a millennial, a newcomer, coming up with a disrupt idea. What were some of the challenges that you had in that beginning, in that initial days, in order to get an investment from the investors and especially the clients to approach you and buy your product?
Well, yeah, sure. So initially, the idea for SparkHire was more of a video-based job board. So we didn't initially launch as a company that was going to do primarily video interviewing as our core competency. The idea was that we were going to launch a job board with video as basically an add-on piece. And early on, one of the challenges that we faced was that, you know, with that challenge that every job board faces, which is the chicken and the egg situation where, you know, you need the job seekers and you need the companies there at the same time in order to make it a valuable product. And so when we were facing that challenge, one thing that we did notice is that companies were really into video. They're really into the video screening aspect of it and wanted to, you know, get their candidates on video. So when we saw that adoption and started seeing companies really focus more on the video aspect and not video aspect of it and not as much on the job board side, we decided let's pivot a little bit and let's focus and put all of our energy into making the best video interviewing platform possible. And from there, it's just all, you know, been a maturation process of the industry. Video interviewing is emerging as one of the hottest technologies in the HR and recruiting space. And so, you know, from the time that we made that decision to really dedicate all of our efforts on video interviewing and making the best platform possible, it's just been about education and getting people up to speed on all the different things that video interviews can bring to the recruitment process.
Wonderful. So what's keeping you up at night these days? I know there must be a lot of things, but when you are thinking about your clients particularly, or probably what is that one thing that is really intrigued on your mind and then you really wanted to communicate to our audience?
Well, I think with all of our different clients, everybody uses video interviews to achieve some type of objective, and it's not the same for every customer. So for us, and what keeps me up at night, what I'm constantly trying to address and help companies achieve is why are they signing up to use SparkAIR? What are they using video interviews to achieve? And for every company, it's a different job that they're trying to use video interviews to help them be better at. And so it varies across different companies. And so what we try to do and what, you know, we're striving to do here is to educate professionals on all these different benefits that video interviewing can bring to the recruitment process and find the pain points that our clients are experiencing, and it's going to be different and unique for each one, and figure out a way that video interviewing is going to address that situation and help them do their job better.
Great. So what were there some of those pain points of your clients, especially before they were using SparkAIR? There must be a lot of trouble when they were hiring a candidate or going through their recruiting process. So what were their main pain points that were described earlier, and they approached you guys to probably fix that problem?
Sure. So there's many benefits, there's many pain points, and at the surface level, when we initially decided, you know, to build SparkAIR, the initial goal was to really replace the phone screen because there's a lot of dead weight in it. It's really impersonal. You don't get a feel for how the candidate presents themselves and everything they're going to bring to the table, and just all the scheduling and, you know, inefficiencies that come with the traditional phone interview. That's what we wanted to really replace with our video screening capabilities. And on the surface level, a lot of companies, when they look at video interviews, they look at it as a way to save time and money, maybe look at it as a way to, you know, not fly as many candidates in, and so save money that way as well. And so some companies look at it as only a long-distance solution. So for us, you know, at the surface level, there's some companies that start with that maybe do fly candidates in, and they use this as a way to screen some candidates out so they don't have to fly and spend as much money on candidates and bringing them in when they can determine earlier on that they're not the right fit. And there's some companies that use this as a replacement to the phone screen, and they do all of their first-round interviews on video, and then they go through the best candidates, and they bring those people in to their office for in-person interviews. But what we've discovered, and just from talking to clients, and it's really opened our eyes to all the tremendous benefits that video interviewing can bring to the table, is the different ways and the different benefits that companies are getting out of video interviewing. For example, I was talking to a client last week, and I was this particular client does about 1,000 video interviews a month. And I was like, wow, this must be great. You know, all the candidates you're able to weed out so you don't spend, you know, that in-person interview, that valuable time, on the wrong candidates. And he said, yeah, this is great. But really what we use video interviews for is to find those diamonds in the rough, to find those people that we may have overlooked based on their resume and a quick phone interview, but now we get to see them on video interviews and get a better feel for them. And we actually get to find more talented people versus just weeding out the less talented people. So I think that's, you know, one of the benefits that we've uncovered. Another thing is that by having these video interviews recorded, you're essentially building up a video talent pool that you can pull from and you can review an interview at any time. So we have clients that are saying, hey, you know, we might have interviewed you for this position and it didn't work out, but 6-12 months from now, we still have your interview on file, and we may come back to it for a new job opening and reach out to you because you did this video interview for us. And so there's a lot of these benefits that companies, you know, don't realize on the surface level, but as they take a deeper dive, you know, it really helps them address some of these pain points they're experiencing in their business, and also, you know, open their eyes to some of the benefits, something that might not have been a pain, but it just helps them do their jobs and be a lot better at what they do.
Absolutely. It certainly helped those organizations save some cost when it comes to reaching out to candidates and doing the video interviews and getting to know them a little bit more. So throughout your experiences, what have you seen? Which industries are using video interviews the most?
For us, it's been pretty widespread, and I think that's what we're starting to see in the market is a lot of different types of companies are starting to get into this. We work with small tech startups all the way up to Fortune 100 companies across all different industries for all different types of positions. When we initially launched SparkAIR, our vision was, you know, the early adopters are going to be the companies with customer service positions, sales positions, marketing positions, positions where you require people with a lot of good customer-facing energy because you want to see that early on in the process so you can decide whether or not you want to advance them further along. But we started seeing it really be opened up in a wide range of industries and a number of different positions. We're starting to work with a lot of staffing and recruiting firms now as well that are using video interviews to basically share the recordings with their clients so their clients can collaborate with them better early on before, you know, they send that candidate over to a client's office for them to meet. But also, again, you know, the staffing companies are using it to build up a talent pool of video interviews that they can share with clients at any time and help put their candidate's best foot forward. And so we've really seen it take off in a wide range of industries for a number of different positions. And it's truly been, you know, incredible and eye-opening because, you know, there's some positions that we would have never seen or anticipated this early on video interviewing being used for, but it's being adopted.
Right. So I'm an HR professional, and when I work with my executives, this question generally comes to the table, the return on investment, or probably the cost of buying this product and utilizing this product. So how much does it cost really for an organization to make the best out of a video interview?
Sure. So one of the things in our approach to the industry very, very early on was our goal was to get video interviewing into as many organizations as possible. So we didn't focus on saying, hey, you know, let's focus on a customer base of everybody in the Fortune 500s or very specific group. We said we want to spread this thing worldwide. We want easy adoption. We want everybody to be able to realize the benefits of video interviewing. So for us, the cost is as low as $50 a month. All of our plans, and you can see it all on our website, they come with unlimited interviews. So for us, we never charge by the interview. The cost for us is just based on the number of positions you want to utilize it for. And we took that mindset and this unlimited mindset so that companies aren't scared, you know, to do video interviews and to get out there and get and use the product. We wanted them to pick and choose which positions they want to utilize it for and scale it up as they see fit. So we don't have any contracts or anything like that either. It's month to month. And so for us, we try and make it as cost effective and as easy to adopt as possible.
Wonderful. So for an organization, when they are in those initial stages of utilizing video interviews, what do you really want to communicate to them? What are some of the tips and techniques to make the most out of video interviews? Sometimes what happens is, like, you know, people, they might have all the tools, but when they don't know how to utilize that tool or probably how to use that tool, they are wasting time and money, right?
Right.
So to those HR professionals or to those recruiters out there, what do you really want to communicate to them while they are using these video interview platforms, be it Sparkfire or some other product? What do you really want to communicate?
Yeah, absolutely. I think with any new tool, whether it's video interviewing or any other HR recruiting technology, I think that when you commit to using it, you have to commit to a plan and you have to commit to a business case and what you're looking to accomplish out of it. And then you build your strategy and your approach to using the tool based on the goal you're trying to achieve. So whether you're working with us or another vendor or any other, you know, HR recruiting technology tool in general, define your goal and then work with the company that you're partnering with to make sure you're set up, you know, with the best practices and tips for success so you can achieve that goal that, you know, you set out to do from the beginning.
Cool. So we normally say that, you know, the success for every organization right now is go down the path of SMAC, that is social, mobile, analytics, and cloud, right? So What do you really want to communicate to those organizations when it comes to adapting to win in this new world of constant connectedness?
Yeah, I think video falls right in there. You know, social, mobile, video, big data, analytics, everything. I think video falls in there, and there's different ways to build an all-encompassing strategy and integrate video interviews. For example, if you went on Twitter right now, you'd find some of our customers broadcasting interview opportunities, not just, you know, job posts where people can go apply, but they're actually enabling people and sourcing people from these social channels and allowing them to go straight from Facebook or Twitter or LinkedIn and go straight to do a video interview. And so they're getting people to share their content, share their tweets, share their Facebook posts, and it's getting out to a wider range and a bigger group of candidates. And from there, they're getting referrals where people are actually going to do video interviews on their own time And so I think it all comes down to having a well-connected strategy, and there's different ways where you can integrate social, mobile, and video. And in a sense, video is social, right? And video is mobile in a lot of cases with some of the vendors and their mobile apps and making it very easy for candidates to do the video interviews from their phone as well. So I think video kind of falls right in line with any social, mobile recruiting strategy, and then with big data and analytics, a lot of the platforms that are out there, and this is, one of the big benefits about going with a professional video interviewing platform is that, they'll provide you with analytics and ROI statistics, and you get to see, different things like how different candidates are responding and how your recruiters are grading those candidates' answers. And so you get some valuable insight on your interview process as well from the data that's, that's given to you by, whatever provider you're using. So I think there are ways to tie video into an all-encompassing strategy, that involves social, mobile, big data, and analytics.
Right. So we normally say that if it is in HR, okay, let's talk about the future of HR. But when if it is into hiring, we always say that the future of hiring is video interviewing. What do you really wanted to add on with that?
Yeah, I think it's already arrived. I think, the future of interviewing, definitely video interviewing is going to be a staple in that process. And from what we're seeing, it's that time is now. And so I think, what I would like to add there is that companies, even if they're not ready to start utilizing this technology in the interview process, at least start exploring it. So when the time comes and you say you're ready, you have a strategy and you have a plan in place, and so it's going to be very easy for you to adopt a particular product and get on board and start implementing a full-on video interviewing strategy, that's going to tremendously benefit your hiring process.
Right. So for those who are on that verge of or probably skeptical of trying out new technologies, coming outside of their comfort zone is always a challenge, right? So those who are really looking forward to experiencing or utilizing video interviews, what do you say, some of the questions that might have on their mind? So what do you really wanted to say to them, not to be skeptical, but try out this platform and then find out and see what makes it better for their recruiting or hiring goals?
Yeah, I think a lot of times a question that comes up from companies that are initially looking to implement video interviewing is, what is the difference between your platform or any other vendor and a video chat platform like Skype or Google Hangouts or something like that?
Mm-hmm.
And there's a lot of different benefits. So I, the first thing is to explore those different benefits, and maybe the solution for you is to start with something like Skype and experience how video can benefit the hiring process. And then from there, when you're ready to implement a full-on strategy, you start looking at these different platforms and providers that are out there that provide a tremendous amount of value added compared to, the free platforms that are out there like a Skype. And so it's kind of like a natural evolution and a natural next step for you to go from a platform like Skype to a video interviewing platform that not only offers a live component of Skype, but also the one-way pre-recorded option and a whole bunch of bells and whistles and branding and collaboration tools that surround it. So, for companies that are skeptical, I recommend start small. Experience, video, the benefits of video in the hiring process at the lowest level, and when you're ready to take the next step, there's plenty of providers that are out there that are going to help you realize the additional benefits of taking the next step and then helping you take that next step.
Great. So while we were talking about that, is like all social or mobile or any connection with a recruiter, we are always focusing on the candidate experience, right? So when it comes to a candidate and if he or she is able to know who is that hiring manager that is going to be or who would be my manager that is going to be, and if I were able to know that person ahead of time before I'm joining that organization, that would help me make my decision faster. So do you really communicate? We really wanted to communicate our HR or recruiting audience when it comes to how video interviewing can build or provide a better candidate experience.
Sure. Well, I think there's a number of points on that, and some of it has to do with the features that are available on the particular platform you choose to use. But Video interviewing at the most basic level is going to provide you with some great branding opportunities to show, you know, that your company's tech savvy, but also show, you know, that you're innovative, cutting edge. And in addition, if you're doing one-way interviews, you make the process very convenient for your candidate, right? So you're not wasting your candidate's time because they can go and do an interview at any time, you know, at night or on the weekends, and it's very convenient and easy for them to do. On the product level, we put a lot of effort into not only making sure the candidate experience is very easy and very smooth so they have a pleasant experience, but we also build features and put some things in place to help you make the process more engaging as an HR recruiting professional. For example, one option you have is you can record video questions. So if you're a person that's going to be interviewing candidates and you're going to do a one-way interview, just imagine being able to record videos of yourself asking the questions. So when the candidate actually goes to answer the questions for you on their own time, they actually get to see you asking the questions, and they get to see you making an introduction to the company. And so it's a good branding opportunity for both the company because you can, you know, put a lot of things in place, and you know, it's got your company colors, your logos, your videos, and so a good opportunity for you to market the job and the company to the candidate when they go to do that interview. But also you get to personalize that experience by recording these videos and making it really personal for the candidate where they can actually see the interviewer that's going to do it. So if a candidate's going to do a video interview and record, you know, some video interest for you on their own time, it's only right, and I think it's pretty cool if, as a recruiter, you're able to record videos and they can see that you did the same thing. And so it just makes the process a lot more engaging and a lot more comfortable. And with candidates, a lot of times, you know, doing a video interview, this is the first time they've done it. And so the more you can make the process more comfortable and engaging and keep your candidates informed about where the video interview fits into your hiring process, the better experience it's going to be. And we've done a lot of research and a lot of surveys and candidate feedback on this process. So we've got a pretty good pulse of, you know, some of the best practices and things that companies can implement to make sure that their candidates have the best experience possible.
All right. So I got to ask you the question of bias, because when I'm doing these live video shows using Google Plus platform, or even if I'm using Skype, you know, sometimes people are not interested or not comfortable looking at the camera and speaking on it, but rather they would look at the screen and speak to me. But on the other hand, I would feel like normally a person would feel like, okay, he doesn't have a good eye contact, or probably there's a lack of eye contact, and we might misjudge these people based on their you know, facial expressions. That normally happens, right? So
right.
How do you actually educate the recruiters or hiring managers in order to not to be biased of selecting the candidates?
Yeah, I think first and foremost, it's really important that when the candidates go through the interview experience that they're educated on, you know, how to be best equipped for success in a video interview. So us and a lot of the other providers that are out there, they'll provide candidates with really good content and resources leading up to their interview so that they're very well prepared when they actually go in, and so they're looking, you know, directly into the webcam and on the screen, and they have the right background and they're wearing the right attire. So really, it's really important to make sure the candidates are prepared up front. And then on the, you know, the recruiting side of it, when you're evaluating video interviews, I think, yeah, it's important not to write somebody off too quickly if they're looking at the screen versus the camera. But on the other side, I think it is a good screening and evaluation tool to see how prepared the candidate was for the interview. So if I am, you know, evaluating a candidate, I want to make sure, yeah, they're on a good background, they are wearing the right clothes, they're prepared for this interview, they're looking into the webcam, and they're doing all the things and all the tips that not only our video interviewing provider provided them with, but that we have provided them with, and hopefully they've done a little bit of research on it as well, right? So if this is your first time doing a video interview, the hope is that you're going to go do some research, and you're going to read the resources that are provided to you, so you're set up for success, just like you would prepare for anything in the workplace. And so I think it is an evaluation tool, and again, yeah, I would caution against just writing somebody off because they're not looking into the webcam, but I would also use it as a way to evaluate how prepared they are before the interview and the work they put in to make sure they are successful.
Great. And my last question would be, you know, when normally we buy a product, we normally ask the possibilities of, okay, how do I measure it? Is there any metrics or any measurement that I can utilize in order to understand how productive it is while I'm using this particular product? So do you provide any particular metrics or measurement for your clients while using your video interviewing platform?
Yeah, so we provide our clients with analytics so they can see their activity and their productivity while they're using our product. And we have some internal ROI calculators to help companies show the ROI they're deriving from video interviews as well. But at the end of the day, and it comes back to, you know, the initial question of what is keeping me up at night and what we're trying to achieve, and that's we're trying to help people do their jobs better and help them achieve the goals they set out to achieve with video interviewing. So it comes back to the initial conversation with the client and what they're trying to achieve and what does success look like to them. Because if we know and they know what success and what they're expecting out of video interviews, it's very easy to measure that. It's harder to measure when a company doesn't really know what they're expecting or looking to get out of video interviewing. But if they have a set goal from the beginning, it's very easy to measure whether or not they're achieving that goal.
Great. Well, George, we have about 3 minutes left at this point. So I really wanted to utilize that time. Knowing, you know, throughout this journey, now you are a leader, you have followers right there, employees working with you. So what it is that you really have learned throughout your journey in order to treat your people well, that one single leadership lesson that you really wanted to communicate to our audience?
Yeah, I've definitely learned a lot. You know, I was not a HR recruiting professional when I, you know, started SparkHire. I was just a college student that was involved on the recruiting side and also on the candidate side of the hiring process, and I saw some inefficiencies. So by no means was I, you know, a recruiting professional, HR professional when I started the company. And so I've learned a lot about the industry, and I think this industry, this HR tech and recruiting technology, I think it's really moving in a very positive direction. I mean, you go to the HR technology conference and you wouldn't believe all the vendors and different solutions that are out there. And so I think the industry and the space is in a really good position moving forward. And I think we're going to see some shifts in, you know, not only the technology that's provided, but also how it's provided and how companies and different vendors help their customers adopt the technology, similar to other industries we've seen, such as, you know, marketing, different marketing software and stuff like that. But, you know, I've definitely learned a lot. And I think, you know, going forward, it's all about just being a sponge. And if you're going to start a company or, you know, you're interested in HR technology, it's all about being a sponge and just listening to what people have to say and listening to what different companies and professionals who you're trying to serve have to say so you can address the pain points and help them achieve their goals.
Great. Well, Jack, thank you so much for being here with us today and sharing your lunch time. We had a fantastic conversation, and we learned a lot regarding video interviewing industry. So where can people get a hold of you and find out more information about SparkHire?
Okay, sure. If they want to find out more information about SparkHire, just head over to our website, sparkhire.com. If you want to, you know, get information, we put a lot of really good content and resources out there. Just follow us on Twitter at SparkHire. And if you want to connect with me, I recommend going on LinkedIn. Just search my name, Josh Tolan, and send me an email, send me a message, or just reach out and connect. I'd be happy to start a conversation, answer any questions you have, and just get to meet you.
Cool. So look forward to having you again on the show. And, George, have a wonderful rest of the day and have a wonderful weekend as well. And to our audience,
thanks
guys for tuning in. Thanks. Bye-bye. So we will talk to you all on Monday. Till then, bye-bye.
I could go to space with the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way. Because